It happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you it happened. It happened, Todd. It finally happened.
What?
I am on the same page with President Barack Obama. I agree with that. It happened.
It was bound to happen sooner or later.
I am here to praise the president in his selection of the NDSU Bison as the victor in tonight's matchup with the Oklahoma Sooners in March Madness, and I'm mad enough to admit it. That's what's on my mind today. March Madness, ladies and gentlemen, and the president's bracket has been released, and he, too, picked the NDSU Bison to win tonight. So here's the big question. This is what's on my mind, and the program is called What's on Your Mind. So therefore, have at it, folks, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I don't know how we can ask any other question, Todd, than do you agree with President Obama? Let me ask it this way. Is President Obama right? Yes. Just try saying that. Answer that question. Yes. Why are you squirming, Todd? What's the deal? Come on. That made you a little uncomfortable? Todd, can't be that bad. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email your answer if that's a little easier for you to say. He's right. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are at the Fargo Air Museum today. We're going to meet a real live World War II hero today on the program. Tell you what, any time we get a chance to talk with a veteran on this program, makes it a better program. A World War II veteran? Oh, my gosh, off the charts. Can't believe it. We're going to talk to a fellow that flew a plane I'm looking at right now at the Fargo Air Museum. A TBM. You know what that is? That's right. Stu Bass, who flew that plane and has some great stories, I understand. Actually flew it under the Golden Gate Bridge. Might have been a little Top Gun-ish. Might have pushed the envelope a little like Maverick, if you saw that movie. I don't know. I'm going to ask Stu how he got by with that today on the program. So look forward to that conversation as well. And Pat Trainer is going to join us on the program. Pat heads up the Impact Foundation. And we love tackling issues that you, the listeners, hand us here on the program. And so this is one that came in, actually submitted on the What's on Your Mind radio website. And it struck a chord with me because I can understand how people feel this way. This particular listener was a longtime donor to a particular cause, a charity. And, well, let me just read it so I don't paraphrase. I'll just tell you exactly what it said. Great radio show, What's on Your Mind? Maybe that's why we decided to answer his question, right, Todd? Because he started with a compliment. That was very nice. I would like to suggest a topic for discussion. Charity. And when will the need for a specific charity end? I'm not picking on any much-needed charity, but I've been donating to one particular charity for over 40 years, and it never seems to get resolved. In his case, by the way, it was animal rescue. There seems to be a constant need to rescue unwanted animals. Seems to me that we as a society can solve some of the problems that it takes some charities so long to solve. Please don't tell me the charities are making money, and that's why the problem never gets resolved. The many worthwhile needs for a community are noted, but wouldn't it be great to get one that has needs that we resolve? What a great question. Is that enough there for a topic? Thank you for the opportunity and the consideration. No, thank you. It comes from Larry. So, Larry, we brought in an expert today on the program, and we're going to tackle that very issue for you today on the program. We'll do that a little later on this hour. Next hour, we'll chat with our World War II vet. And we're also going to tell you a little bit about the Fargo Air Museum. I'm trying to find out exactly where it's at on the list of tourist spots in North Dakota, but one of the things on the bucket list for Todd and I is to travel to all these great tourist spots in North Dakota, find out more about them, and give you places to see that are right here in your backyard. And this one's top 10 for sure. A lot of great history here. They really, obviously any museum aims to educate, right? And they do their fair share of that. But they also do preservation and restoration here in addition to education as well. And one of the things that's neat about the Fargo Air Museum is that these planes fly. That this is the kind of place where they can roll these planes out and they actually fly. So that's kind of neat as well. So we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program today. But let's start with the big stuff. March Madness tonight. Do you agree with President Obama? The Bison will beat the Sooners. Have you filled out your bracket, Todd?
I have not, because you know what? I could never really, you know, at some point you realize that's not one of your strengths, and then you just kind of quit doing it.
Yeah, I'm with you on not being a strength.
The little part that says North Dakota on there, I did fill that part out. What's the nice game against Oklahoma? And who knew that Court TV, actually they should go, it's called True TV now, but since we're going to put basketball on there tonight, they should go back to their old name, Court TV, because it's a basketball court. But whoever saw sports being carried on Court or True TV? Well, maybe True TV, because they've been carrying a lot of stuff.
In all seriousness, folks, do you think the Bison will win tonight? I mean, I want to know if you're going to pick them to win. Do you think they can upset the Sooners? It happens.
You're not going to come back and blame Obama if they lose tonight, are you?
I am, actually, yeah.
I figured that. I can see that a mile away.
The coach of the
Even
Sooners.
Even Mr. Lowe's over here laughing his head off, too, because he knows it's true, too. He knows it's absolutely true. This is going to be Obama's fault.
Obamacare.
If the Bison lose tonight, it's going to be Obama's fault.
Well, I do see that the coach of the Sooners did chuckle when he was asked about President Obama picking North Dakota State to beat the Sooners. He said, quote, "It changed our entire practice this morning." But I think he might be joking. Just a tad. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Another Republican vote in Oklahoma has suddenly skyrocketed to unheard of levels.
Exactly right. You know.
The Democrat Party of Oklahoma is going, thanks a lot. Thanks, Barack.
Exactly right.
Thanks for making our job 10 times as tough.
All right, folks. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. And whether you agree with the president or not, look, I'm going to say this was a neat thing for him to do. Pick the underdog, and you look, there's more congressional seats in Oklahoma than there are in North Dakota. So politically a little dangerous for him, too. So let's give the guy some credit here. But let's do our own version of March Madness. If you're a little more of an expert than Todd and I on this, maybe you've got some pointers for us here on why you think the Bison win. Do they win or do they lose tonight? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And I don't like to threaten our listeners because, we thrive on them and we appreciate them and we love them, honestly. And when we say what's on your mind, we ask because we want to know. That's what the name of the program is. But if you don't weigh in on the big question of whether or not the Bison will win tonight in March Madness, or any other topic on your mind today on the program, we might be forced to talk about parts of a plane in the Indian Ocean known as the Malaysian Air disaster. I know there's no shortage of this particular story everywhere you turn, to the point it's really driving me to absolute distraction. And once again, we're the problem, by the way. Don't necessarily blame the media. I did see an analysis that CNN has gone all in on this story. As I mentioned, one point this week I saw a six-expert panel. Everybody had an opinion on this thing. Six-expert panel, but evidently CNN's ratings are through the roof because we have this insatiable appetite for every little tidbit of information on the missing plane. Go figure. I don't know why. All right, Carl and Minot, first to go on What's on Your Mind today at 800-228-0550. Carl, what's on your mind?
It's Carol, and I wanted to comment on the charities. Like you did, when is enough enough? When you have them call you, you're on the do not call list. You know, they said it doesn't include the charities and the politicians, but it should. And God forbid if you donate anything, they'll call you 8-9 times a year begging for more. And it gets, when is enough enough on their behalf?
It's mostly the political ones that are doing that, isn't it?
Well, no. No, you have the fireman's sponge at Christmas time and the police officer's Christmas banquet, and you have every political Red Cross and Easter Seals and everybody calling you. And when you donate, they don't have the brains to quit. It's 8-9 times a year that they call you again and beg for more. And
it's annoying,
isn't
it?
Enough is enough.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You shouldn't annoy your donors. And
that's a good way to be told no real quick.
I think what they're doing there, most of those cases, they're probably hiring professional fundraisers that are not Probably don't have the best feel for, you know, North Dakota nice, Minnesota nice, Montana nice, South Dakota nice, and probably not real wise because I would guess you're going to lose donors.
Well, you know, we do have a national do not call list, and it should include everybody, not just, you know, pick and choose. If it's going to be you're on the do not call list, then when you come to my number, don't call. Or send me a, you know, send me an envelope asking for donations. If I want to, I will. But then you don't have my phone number to pester me for 8 more times for the rest of the year.
Good advice, Carol. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Brad, Burke County, George, and Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brad in Burke County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I had to laugh when you said Oklahoma had changed their practice schedule. Well, when they found out Obama voted for North Dakota, they knew they were going to be a shoo-in. They didn't even have to go to practice. He ain't never been right on nothing.
So you think they're breathing a sigh of relief, not that they're looking their
in this morning. Yeah, anyway, and another thing, when Harry Reid stood up there and called all these people that were having trouble with their health care, he called them all liars. Did he think they were all Republicans? I mean, it had to be 50-50 they lost their health care and everything, and they had to be Democrats. I mean, so he's calling all of his own Democrat Party liars, too. That's the craziest thing I ever seen for him to stand up and say that.
You know, I had a similar conversation with Senator Heitkamp about that because she made the point that that the opposition to Obamacare was largely partisan in nature. And, you know, I think obviously if you're inclined not to like the president or, you know, not vote for Democrats and you see the Obamacare Affordable Care Act as their signature issue, what are you going to do? You're obviously going to be maybe a little fired up about it, but I don't really see it that way. I see people that losing their health insurance, not as Republicans, not as Democrats, as Americans, or see their premiums go up or whatever. I see people who wouldn't normally be considered political, you know, now all of a sudden having a real world impact from a debate. So I tend to agree with you there, Brad.
Yeah, I got one more campaign slogan for you. Friends don't let friends vote Democrat.
I've seen that bumper sticker before. Brad, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Glad you're listening to Burke County today. Sue and Minot listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Hey, yesterday you were talking about newspapers and the stories on the front page. And, of course, with newspapers, the goal is to be above the fold on the left side of the paper and get a photo, and especially a color one, right?
Yes.
I just got a gift from Alaska, and it was wrapped in the Anchorage Daily News from July of this past year. Two-thirds of the page, including above the fold and a full-color photo, is dedicated to a person that tried to burn down a building and getting a year in jail for it. Okay, that's newsworthy.
It is.
But on the bottom of the front page, right underneath that with a full-color photo, is Barbie in Fight for Her Life to Remain Doll Queen. The story is four columns wide and is continued on page 7 with another full-color photograph. That's as silly as the tattoos, isn't it?
It's right up there, yep. If anybody missed this yesterday, what Sue is talking about is... We were lamenting the fact that the front page of the Fargo Forum top of the fold was about a story about tattoos yesterday and people getting their first tattoo. And so we were kind of wondering how that could pass for news, quite honestly. So
well, it's not just North Dakota, obviously, right?
Yes, Alaska, too. And it's potholes today, by the way, in the Bismarck Tribune. Are potholes news?
Small scale. They're important, but do we need them in the paper like that? Small articles.
Tell me when they're fixed, right? Show me the potholes being filled in. Not that they exist, because that's not news. That's everyday life.
There you go.
Especially with that kind of soil. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate you.
The column, so.
Appreciate the call. Take care. 800-228-0550. A bunch came in during the break. Let's roll some of those calls that came in. 701-258-0550. Here's the big question today. March Madness. You like the Bison tonight and the upset over the Sooners. You're going to say you agree with President Obama, who has picked NDSU in his bracket that was released yesterday. Way to go, President Obama. We're fired up that he got it right. We love it. So tell us, folks, Bison upset, March Madness, you in for that? 800-228-0550. Let's roll some of these calls that came in during the break.
Hey, good morning. This is Ed from Minot. I'd absolutely rather be dead wrong than to have anything agreed with Barack Hussein Obama. Have a good day.
I think that means that that Ed is not going to cheer for the Bison tonight because he doesn't want the president to be right. Now, that might be just a tad petty, Tad.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's a bit much. Really?
I was all excited. We had something we could agree with him on. If we could, you know, jump up and down about it today.
I'm not going to cheer against the Bison just because of some politician cheering for him, or some other person that maybe I don't care for or whatever. I mean, come on, that's a terrible reason to fall off the bandwagon. Come on.
All right. Do you agree with Todd and I? That's a bad way to direct your cheering tonight in March Madness. Here's another call that came in. Roll that one.
Ron from Bismarck, Barry Soetoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, is right.
All right.
Could you imagine, had Barack Obama's middle name been Reagan, would we all have a different attitude toward him.
Do you notice the last two callers did make note of the middle name as well?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's kind of my point.
But Ron agrees. He's
if
right.
It would have
tonight.
Been Barack Nixon Obama or Barack Eisenhower Obama, would we have a much different attitude toward the guy?
What have we done, Todd? What have we done? All right, let's go next one. Oh, wait, and go ahead and roll it.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. On what's on your mind? You just had a thing about a charity that never gets resolved. You know, animal rescue. Yeah, I'm for animal rescue, too. It's kind of a noble cause. But what about the abortion issue that never gets resolved? What about the unborn that never have a chance? Just something to think about today.
It's not going to resolve either one.
Appreciate the call, and you know, it does tie into our topic coming up next hour on charities and when they complete and fulfill their mission. In that particular case, I don't know that, you know, that's obviously not a charity. But I would agree with the caller in this sense that I am amazed at the amount of things that where we're saving spotted owls, and you know, you have efforts like, for instance, Katrina, or even the flood of 97. There are all kinds of these organizations that come out of the woodwork to rescue pets and whatnot, and then you talk about contrasting that with innocent human life. It's a head scratcher, and I think that's where you're at. I would just say this: I think the glass is half full on that issue, and that, you know, hearts and minds are changing every day. So I see that as a positive. But
you're not going to see the charity go away either on either side. It's not going to suddenly go away. The issue's not going to suddenly go away.
And I don't see that one really as a charity. I see that more as an issue that is front and center in the United States. But I mean, let's take slavery. We look back now at slavery and say, come on, no way, no way, no how. But it didn't happen overnight either. So I would say what the callers.
And has racism gone away? I would argue not. It's
no,
not as bad as it was, but it's there.
Yeah, interesting. All right, good points all. Thanks for the calls, questions, and comments. We're going to tackle that issue of the listener on the question of at what point does a charity fulfill its mission? Pat Trainer of the Impact Foundation will join us when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
At Fargo Air Museum today, and by the way, they have a 6th annual celebrity auction and dinner coming up on Friday, April 4th. They have a big raffle going on through October. They're giving away a 2014 Ford F-150 and a Honda Rancher 4x4 ATV, so if, also a flight in a P-51. Does that sound like fun? We're going to chat with a World War II hero that actually flew a plane that is right here, the TBM. We're going to talk with Stu Bass coming up a little later on in the program today as well and tell you more about the Fargo Air Museum, where we are broadcasting live and on location today. All right, Pat Trainer is going to join us in just a moment. We're going to talk about an issue brought to us by a listener on charities. Before we do that, Don in Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in on a different topic. Don, what's on your mind today?
A story about the last part of World War II in the last year. The Japanese built a huge aircraft carrier. It was half again as big as anything anyone else had ever built. They managed to do it in secret. Now, what happened, an American submarine off the east coast of Japan looked out its periscope and somebody said, well, what's that? There's not supposed to be anything there. That's uncharted water. Captain looked. He says, got to be an uncharted island. Well, somebody kept watching in the periscope, and after a while he said, Captain, your island has moved. They were looking at this big aircraft carrier, which was being ferried, taken down from the north part of the Japanese islands to the south. And the captain looked and he said, oh boy, it's going too fast. We can't nail it. However, the thing developed a bearing trouble. And no matter what they could do in that aircraft carrier, they couldn't cool that bearing. It got hot and they slowed down. With that, it slowed down enough so that the captain torpedoes and they nailed the thing. Now, the reason I'm calling, the captain of that submarine was a kid from North Dakota. What I'd like to have you do, if he's still living, find that man and get him to the ceremonies for the North Dakota. That's all I got.
Do you know his name? Oh, Don's gone. We had a similar call yesterday. And I don't know if it's the same person or what, but we got to do a little work on this. And you're talking about the commissioning ceremony for the USS North Dakota that will take place in May. If you haven't yet donated to that cause or found out about that, you can go to USSND.com. Really neat. We had Bob Wiefeld on this week talking about that very thing. Appreciate the call, Don, but it's a great suggestion. Pat Trainer is our guest. Pat is the president of the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, and we had a listener send us a suggestion. We love getting answers for listeners. It's talking specifically about the charities, and asked Pat to join us as the expert today. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Scott.
Tell us a little bit about the Impact Foundation. We spent a lot of time, obviously, telling folks about Giving Hearts Day, but obviously folks knew that was a great day to double their donation to a particular cause, but we didn't get a chance necessarily to talk a lot about what the Impact Foundation does all year long. Tell us about it.
Well, back in 2004, Dakota Medical Foundation created Impact Foundation, along with the help of Alex Stern Family Foundation, to really help nonprofits build their capacity to produce the greatest results, you know, to improve the societal return, if you will. There really wasn't an entity that existed to full-time help nonprofits reach their full potential to serve. So really, we could get them to a point where, you know, I think this is a great question, Scott, you know, about why don't we get to a point where we're solving some of these problems. So one of the biggest barriers that we had and the focus that we decided to pursue was we can help these groups become exceptional at fundraising. Because money is certainly a barrier. You know, how do we direct the capital to the charities that produce the greatest results? And then how can we help those charities produce much better results? So that's really, you know, so we started in 2004 and 5, and today, you know, we're training hundreds of charities, and they're producing extraordinary results. And you just mentioned Giving Hearts Day. Well, that's these charities that have learned how to develop relationships with people across the region and, frankly, across the country to propel their mission so they're able to, you know, do some good, you know, and much greater good in our region.
The email, and I read this earlier for folks, but the email that prompted this was a listener that said, you know, he didn't want to pick on the charity, but he said, I've been donating for over 40 years to animal rescue, and there seems to be a constant need to rescue unwanted animals. Seems to me that we as a society can solve some of the problems it takes charities so long to solve. Please don't tell me charities are making money and that's why the problem never gets resolved. The many worthwhile needs for a community are noted, but wouldn't it be great to get one where the needs are resolved? So is that unrealistic to think that, charities ultimately can solve the need and be done and not have a need for our dollars any longer?
You know, I think it's entirely realistic. In fact, I think that's the direction that we're headed. You know, having charities working on root causes. You know, there's all sorts of problems out there that we're actually making headway on. For instance, you know, how do we reduce obesity in children? You know, all sorts of initiatives. How do we help kids reach their full potential in Fargo-Moorhead? I mean, they're the subject of other programs, but we have groups now actually coming together. Part of the problem is, you know, you have $300 billion given to charity annually in the United States. Part of the problem is the nonprofit sector doesn't have that flow of capital like the free market, you know, the for-profit system where businesses fail if they're not providing a good or a service or a value because there's competition. And so, there's 1.3 million charities in the United States. There's over 20,000 in Minnesota. There's about 3,000 in North Dakota. One of the barriers is getting them to work together. Well, I'm proud that in Fargo-Moorhead, we get charities to work together. The United Way works on it, we work on it, and these charities actually help each other. And so part of our training since 04 and 05 is to help nonprofits, and we bring them together, you know, at Dakota Medical Foundation, and the groups are actually working together to start the process. But as you know, these problems are complicated. Complex problems. But really, innovation will be the answer to this. You know, we talked in the break, Scott, about the Gates and the Buffett pledge, you know, to give away. These are billionaires saying, you know, we want you to sign up to give away half or more of your fortune to charity. The real question should be, can we work on directing that capital towards solving problems, which is what your Larry who wrote into you. It's the best topic, you know, from my perspective. It's the question we should be asking. If $300 billion is given to charity annually, how do we direct that? How do we help donors decide, hey, we're going to make a difference and I'm going to create a strategy to solve a problem? And then direct those dollars to those charities that could actually solve the problem.
So is this incumbent on the donor then to be a little choosier about where those dollars go to say, you know, is there an end game here?
Absolutely. The donors need to direct. They're in charge. They can ask the questions with the charities. How could you start solving this problem if money were not the issue? And we could help you with that.
So Larry, who's donating to Animal Rescue for 40 years, might say, you know what? I've given my piece to Animal Rescue, and it doesn't look like that need's ever going to end. I'm going to pick something where I actually can make a difference and maybe actually solve a problem.
Absolutely. And what Larry could do is also get other people together to do the same thing. Because the idea is to create a movement so it becomes a national imperative to, look, let's direct dollars to solve problems as opposed to just treating them. Now, we do need to treat issues, you know, we need to help the homeless, we need to treat the sick, but how do we get in a position where we're preventing homelessness, you know, how do we get economic growth? Because poverty reduction is proven that we could have growth. If we had growth here in America, we'd have greater opportunity, much less poverty, and much more tax revenue to deal with infrastructure and problems. I mean, there are proven ways to do that, but how do we get those things going? We need people like Larry in the community and people of high net worth and people, frankly, that are just active, that can shine a light on these issues and the solutions.
Yeah, that's a great challenge for donors, because you know anybody with any kind of net worth is constantly barraged with you know opportunities to part with their money, right? And
right.
Different causes, and many times these are generous folks who say, "Yep, go help," but maybe that next step of saying, "I'm going to be a little strategic about where these dollars go," might be the way to go. If you have a question or comment for Pat Trainer, it's welcome today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. James in Bismarck had an answer on the previous caller's question. James?
Yeah, I don't know who the captain was, but the name of the ship that was sunk was the Shinano. It was originally supposed to be built as a sister ship to the super battleship Yamato, but they converted it. And it was in taking out of Tokyo because they were worried to get bombed, and this submarine came across and sank it. And nobody believed him, so they credited him with as being sinking an escort carrier, and they didn't find out about what he really sank until after the war.
All right, we're going to dig into the story a little bit. And the previous caller is suggesting that the captain of the submarine that ultimately took out the aircraft carrier was a North Dakotan, and you don't know who that is.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure if you look up Shinano, IGN Shinano on the Internet, you'll find out. Thank you.
All right, we'll check that out. Thanks, James. Appreciate the call. You know, speaking of veterans, there's an area where, you know, there's a ton of charities out there.
Right.
But same thing. You mentioned, you know, $300 billion in charitable giving. That's annually?
That's annually.
But that gets spread across 1.3 million different charities.
Right.
And I was down in Dallas, actually, when the Bison were playing down there, did a show from the Bush Institute. And the Bush Institute has taken on this cause of you know, veteran unemployment, I mean, the unemployment of veterans and the issues, PTSD and how they're treated and everything else. Same thing there. Tons of resources, but spread across so many different things that really there's, you know, dual purpose. I mean, that's as much as anything, trying to focus some of these, you know, okay, pick all the charities related to heart issues and have them work together. That's probably what you need to do more than anything, get some of these actual veterans group all come together under and let's solve 1, 2, 3, 4 issues. Unification of some of these causes, don't you, Pat?
Absolutely. And, you know, what I would recommend is saying, okay, who are the greatest leaders out there? Because really it comes down to your best investments as a donor or as a charity. You know, we're a foundation that invests in nonprofits. It's the bold leadership. So support the bold leaders so that they can unite the groups together around some common issues so they can join together and solve problems. So that we don't have them split up and splintered and kind of working in silos and in different directions, which becomes confusing to people like veterans if it's those kinds of issues, because there are a lot of resources out there but poorly coordinated. So I would say supporting bold leaders and helping them bring their programs to scale is probably one of the more effective strategies that people can use.
And the Impact Foundation deals with charities day in and day out. When we come back, I want to talk about whether or not this is a tough sell to charities. Is it hard to get them to work together? Obviously, you're competing in some cases for the dollars. But when you talk about solving a need, is that an easier sell? We'll talk about that when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. And a listener sent us a note. We always appreciate your suggestions, by the way, for shows, topics, and it was a good one. And it was actually came from a listener, Larry, who sent a note in about donating for 40-plus years to a particular charity. In his case, it was Animal Rescue. And he said, you know, am I wrong to think at some point that I won't need to give anymore and that they'll actually solve a problem? Because shouldn't we solve problems? And so it prompted a conversation with our guest, Pat Trainer of the Impact Foundation and Dakota Medical Foundation, who does a lot of training for charities to make sure the dollars you and I donate actually get to the cause. And, you know, the most rubber hits the road there, for lack of a better term. So before the break, we're talking about one way to do this is just to have, you know, particular charities that are working on a particular need to collaborate. Is that a tough sell, Pat, to the individual charities?
You know, it's in some cases it is, but really we've got groups here that are working together today. I mean, and I think it's a matter of time before the economics, you know, really require groups to do more collaboration in terms of the actual shared services, those kinds of models. But, you know, it really comes down to the boards of directors. You know, our board members are the ones, they're volunteers, they represent the community. You know, a nonprofit is a community-based organization. It's owned by the community, and that's really the special status. So they represent the community on those boards. So it comes down to that discussion with the executive directors and the staff. But we really have nonprofits, for instance, working together on homeless. In this region, they have referral mechanisms when one shelters full, you know, so the people that are homeless only fill out one form, and then they figure out where to help these people, how to get them to medical assistance, whatever they need.
That'd be one good example in all the communities. I don't know, you maybe know off the top of your head, but Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, I would imagine there are, I could think of a few in Fargo, for instance, where there's, you know, different charities that are dealing with the homeless.
Yes.
And same problem. Okay, we have a homeless population. We need to feed them, need to shelter them, and hopefully get them the help they need so they're not they're self-sufficient, right?
Right.
But a number of different organizations do the same thing. They take board members and dollars and donations and everything, and, you know, executive director, I guess, and a fundraiser and different events and everything else. So it seems to make some sense to say, let's work together. And it sounds like you're making some progress in that front.
Absolutely. And, my hat's off to those leaders and those board members because they really are making progress in that. I think it takes time. You know, and over time, you'll have more and more. You'll see more and more collaboration. And ultimately, who will be in charge of this are the donors. You know, the flow of capital should flow to the most effective and efficient producers of the societal benefits. So, you know, you may want to flow the capital to those groups that are helping prevent the problem, solve the problem, get these folks, help these folks with the types of innovative help that they need to get them on the road to independence, not dependence. And that really is where the capital should flow. Part of that is just the awareness. So donors are aware of that. And I think, you know, the more and more transparent we become as a society, you know, with information flow, donors will be able to make better and better and better decisions.
You referenced charities working together well in Fargo-Moorhead, and I know the Impact Foundation trains charities all across North Dakota, western Minnesota. Is this a North Dakota thing? Do we do this pretty well in working together? Or is Fargo-Moorhead been a leader in this front?
I think it's a North Dakota thing. I mean, we've had training out in Bismarck, and they all joined together a couple years ago on Giving Hearts Day. They worked together, the charities in Bismarck, on getting the word out about Giving Hearts Day. So they all collaborated because it started with a smaller nucleus, and they all worked together very, very well. So I do think it's a North Dakota, western Minnesota type of an attitude, you know, that. But I think it takes time, and I think these organizations have long historical underpinnings where they were independent, you know, they were funded through a great founder started it and had a, you know, a great idea to help others. And remember, this is the voluntary sector. You know, the nice thing about the nonprofit sector in most cases, this is voluntary. So if the community supports it, you know, it will be there. And so one of the things we do to try to train and build their capacity is to get their message out. You know, get the message out about the issue they're working on, because a lot of times people don't even understand that. And then the flow of capital will flow to those folks. And I'm talking about donations, Scott, from folks in the community. Yeah. So the community ultimately makes this decision.
And one thing that I think is a great idea for donors is to, as you mentioned earlier, get involved, talk about an end game, and push the envelope a little bit with board members, and also find out if they have been trained by the Impact Foundation. Because you know, what's the number now? How many across the state have been?
Oh wow, we have over 400 listed on the website. In fact, I think it's almost 500 listed on the website. We had over 230 charitable causes in Giving Hearts Day, right around Valentine's Day this year, and they raised $5.5 million. So that's sort of the key group that we're working with to help them become exceptional at producing and delivering results in the community, and hopefully then ultimately to have these kinds of resources to solve problems. So $95 billion will be given by North Dakota families through 2061 after the last person passes to charity, $95 billion. And those numbers are from a 2007 study, so we know, Scott, what's happened in North Dakota. It's going to be much greater. So I've never been more bullish that the time is now for these charities to begin to solve, get in a more, you know, where you're spending 30 or 40% of your time on how can we solve these problems.
So that's a key part of reaching their full potential. Solve
yes.
the problem. Yeah, fascinating. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the update. And thanks, Larry, also for prompting the topic. It's a good one. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
ImpactGiveBack.org, the website to find out more about the Impact Foundation. Pat Trainer, the president of that organization, our guest. Back to your calls on What's on Your Mind after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.